T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bad Bunny, da da ya, ya ya ya, da 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 ya, ya ya, ya ya, ya ya, da 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 ya.
I could listen to this all day. This is a great song choice, Solana. Crank it up. The Bad Bunny DBJ mix.
Da 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 ya, ya. Bad Bunny, da 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 da
da da. It's almost as if Don Bailey Jr. was put in a recording studio as a hostage. You have to perform this Bad Bunny song.
Da 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 da
da. Bad Bunny, yeah. Do you have Do you have me, you, and Crowder performing Dust in the Wind at Kansas? I said you have to play this at the end of every show. This was my favorite moment of yesterday's show when we all started singing Dust in the Wind. You have
Dust in the Wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
I think we had something there. I got to hear that one more time.
Terrible. Boy, good.
Good and
dust
terrible.
In the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
I'm definitely carrying you guys there, by the way.
I love that, man. One more time. I think that is so orally pleasing.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
I think we got something there, man.
Ridiculous.
All right, this hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Today is a football Friday, Papa. Take all the footballs. Whatever that means.
What?
Brought to you by Yingling, a beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap your inner eagle. Yingling, spread your wings. Hoopsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. One more Dust in the Wind, please, before I bring on Ira Winter.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
Ira Winterman covers the Heat in the NBA for the Sun Sentinel. Isn't that just pleasing, Ira?
I'm almost weepy here. I'm hoping that at the end of the show we hear more of this.
All right, one more time, Solana, for Ira, because he enjoyed it so much. Oh, that's the Ira song!
Ira Winderman, Ira Winderman, from the Sun Sentinel. Ira, Ira Winderman, Ira Winderman, he covers the NBA. Ira, 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 hey, 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 hey. Ira, 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 hey, Sun Sentinel. Ira, 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 Winderman. Join in, Ira.
And it's almost Rosh Hashanah. It feels so right.
I really thought, based on the meaning of the lyrics, though, and what you guys have done with Dust in the Wind, that you would have introduced me to Carry On Wayward Son today. So
I'm sorry. Did you want to hear Dust in the Wind again? Let's hear Dust in the Wind again.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
Really, there's something special about that moment.
It's not.
There's something special.
There's nothing.
That was a moment.
You're officially all my wayward sons now. Well, we'll just go with that.
Kansas lines, ladies and gentlemen. One more time, Dust in the Wind for Ira Winderman and everybody else listening.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
Actually, let's play it one time for the American Airlines Arena, because that's going to be Dust in the Wind. We can talk to Ira about it. Dust in the Wind for American Airlines Arena.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
That's Dan Day on guitar, by the way. That's not the actual Kansas song. That was Dan Day just strumming the guitar.
So now, keeping up with the Kansas theme, we've now reached the point of no return.
Very good, Ira. I'm getting all your lines there. I'm getting them all.
Yeah, well, I as my mom would say, I have the Google.
Ira Winderman writes for the Sun Sentinel, covers the Heat in the NBA. So the Heat announced, we're going to get to headlines here in a sec, Solana.
Sure.
Heat announced that they're no longer going to play at the American Airlines Arena. And they've received a $10 million offer from Bang Brothers to rename the arena the BBC Center. Or have they? I don't know. They Bang Brothers announced that on a press release.
Yeah, I mean, you can sort of tweet whatever you want. I was going to get a $10 million appearance fee on Hockman and Crowder, and I'm still waiting.
Valid point. So you think that offer has not been a legitimate offer?
It's a great publicity thing, and it sort of is a – it just makes you wonder the way things can take on a life of their own, and everyone can have fun and go for the story clicks, but it's absurd. And the best part of it is in their release, I think they spell the name of every single Heat player wrong, including, of course, Dwayne Wade's first name.
That's crazy. I'm just seeing on the internet that Albert Wilson and Rashad Jones are both out for Sunday's Dolphins game.
Less players.
I mean,
well, Belichick said we have so many players, maybe we
so
can
many
see
great
some
players.
Of them.
Yeah. That's crazy to me. So Rashad Jones and Albert Wilson have been ruled out for Sunday.
I wonder if you get ruled out these days or you're allowed to ask out. Like, you're allowed to pick, like, two or three games and go, yeah, I don't need to put up with this.
I would guess Rashad Jones is asking out. Albert Wilson's got to want to play, right? After last season, he missed most of the games. That's crazy. Okay. And that's going to change the line, I guarantee you.
We'll look. How much more can the line change?
It's got to go up, right? It's at 19.5 now. It's got to be 20 or 21 by game.
You know, I heard Channing the other day saying when you get to the point of 21, you just walk away no matter how you feel on a game, which I believe, because even as much as he's sort of viewed as a jerk, you know, from a distance, doesn't Belichick have to realize that it's only game two of a 16-game season and sort of like college coaches at the end that you've got to get your guys out of there? I mean, I was shocked how deep into the game Brady played against the Steelers, but isn't there a common-sense element that at some point the Dolphins will be playing the B or the C team of the Patriots?
Yeah, and the other thing that we had been talking about this week also is that New England, like, they just may run the ball. That causes the clock to obviously continue running, and so it's harder to just put up that many points because there's just not as many plays in a game.
Yeah,
but,
I just don't know. Three touchdowns
but
is crazy.
I think we're going to take the Dolphins, though. I think today we've come to the conclusion that we're going to bet the Dolphins. And they are 5-1 against the Patriots against the spread in Miami.
And with the weather, that helps us.
The weather, all the rain and stuff. And then,
we
looked in the history of it, like the last five teams that were, you know, 16 or point more underdogs at home, I think they're 3-2, like, covering. I don't know. I think we're going to bet the Dolphins on this.
Yeah, and you know what? And I think you get a couple of cheap scores on turnovers and maybe special teams plays also. So, I mean, that number in the NFL, I know in college, you know, with the Canes this weekend and the Gators last weekend, you get those 40 and 50-point lines. But the NFL just doesn't play that way, it wouldn't seem.
All right, so Ira Winderman, you do not think that the Miami Heat's arena will be named the Bang Brothers or the BBC
Center. No, nor
the
euphemism they were going to name it for, which shocked me how many people did not realize what that euphemism stood for, nor will I mention it on these airwaves, but it's like people back off a little.
I had to look it up, I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
And I think that maybe, I don't want to talk about the computers in this facility, but I think I may have something to do with it. But I had to do research for the show. I had to research it. Imagine my surprise, Ira, when,
did you image search?
And also, with John Sally not being around, it just wouldn't be right anymore.
Let's quickly get headlines from Solana, and then we can continue on with Ira. Go ahead, Solana, got any headlines here?
Headlines are brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Since we have Ira on, NBA veteran Sean Livingston has announced he is retiring from the NBA.
That certainly should be the headline on a Football Friday. Sean Livingston, 9 years removed from his Heat tenure.
Good job.
With the grit of a football player, how he came back from a devastating knee injury.
That
so
is
there's
true.
That.
One of the greatest comebacks, right, from an injury that you thought would be career-ending.
That was one of those, oh, my God, his knee went in seven different directions, yeah. And yet he came back and became a contributor on a championship team. It really is, like, a really great story.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, on Sunday, the Dolphins will host the New England Patriots at Hard Rock Stadium. The line, for me now, is back down to 18.5.
Really? Well, they probably haven't heard about no Albert Wilson and no Rashad Jones.
No Albert Wilson or Rashad Jones on Sunday.
Potato Jones, though, is actually going to suit up. Inside joke. Go ahead, Solana.
Kickoff is at 1 p.m. from The Rock, and Adam Schefter reported earlier that Antonio Brown will play, or is eligible, excuse me, on Sunday.
Right, it's up to Belichick whether he's really going to play or not. And that'll be interesting to see how that plays out as well. Anything else, Solana, in the headlines?
Yeah, the Marlins begin a three-game series in San Fran tonight. First pitch is at 10:15. And finally, after serving 8 months for tax evasion, Jersey Shore star The Situation was released from prison yesterday. His first tweet after his release, quote, "Turn up, we free."
Turn up.
All the way up.
Turn up. We free. We were all waiting, Ira, I'm sure you can agree, on The Situation's first tweet upon being released.
Well, and now we're taken care of. Of course, I was there with the whole Meek Mill thing during the Heat playoff series against the 76ers. So for me, this is old hat.
Very similar. Both.
Very similar.
Yeah, both institutionalized via institutional racism. The Situation. All those Jersey Shore people have been treated unfairly for many, many years, and it's glad to see him finally released. And I think it was whose private plane flew Meek Mill?
Was that Robert Kraft?
Was it Robert Kraft?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully he flies The Situation wherever he's going.
I want to hang out with Robert Kraft.
Any weather there, Solana?
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park right now in SoFla. Rain has moved into the area. You can expect a 30% chance in the 6 p.m. hour later today, and in the 7 p.m., a 40% chance of rain tonight's sunset.
Why are you ignoring the 5 p.m. hour, just out of curiosity?
Well, the 5 p.m. hour has rain in it as well.
Oh, okay. You just specifically mentioned what's going on in 6 and 7. I was curious what's going on in 5.
Well, it's highlighted here. Very important. It's a priority. 6 and 7 p.m. A lot of people will be on the road.
Play Dust in the Wind real quickly before you finish your weather report. Can you do that?
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
And the rest of your weather?
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. Make sure you visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways, drawings all day long, and a true to enter. Visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
Hey, Ira, I have a real question, though, with this naming of the American Airlines Arena. I'm not calling for Dust in the Wind anymore. That's all.
It was really.
But, Ira, what are there requirements, like, with the naming rights? Because if Bang Brothers does bring $10 million, could they buy 2 years, 3 years? Like, do they have requirements of the company that's going to sponsor the stadium or
thank
arena?
Thank you for leading me down the rabbit hole. Number one, no one except the Dolphins, remember the Landshark Stadium deal that was short-term, is taking a short-term naming rights. They want to get their, you know, whatever it is, $100 million taken care of. The city, well, actually the county of Miami-Dade is handling it, so there are certain limitations clearly that are going to be placed on that, while obviously avoiding any conflicts with Heat sponsors also. So this is going to be the kind of mega deal like Atlanta got for State Farm Arena where the Hawks play, or the Chase Center in Golden State where the Warriors play. It's going to be something that's going to be simple and to the point of a major corporation, or it could be like a lot of arenas are, some sort of local flavor, whether it's Cafe Bustillo or something here. And honestly, I would not even be shocked if Hard Rock gets involved here also because of the kind of presence they are in South Florida, but it's not going to be one of these gimmicky, here's $10 million. $10 million doesn't even get you in the door of discussion. And honestly, with the county taking it over and going beyond the $2 million that already would be put in place right now, they really are under the pressure to get some sort of mega deal done also. So I'm sort of waiting and seeing. But the whole, hey, we'll give you this for a year or something, there's not going to be like a land shark rental like there was on the Dolphin Stadium.
Ira Winderman is with us from the Sun Sentinel. How do the Bang Brothers make their money?
I really have to offer naivete here. I assume it's some sort of construction.
I'll rephrase the question. How much money have they made off you?
Come on.
Well, apparently, if you exit the video, it's pretty quick. Not a lot at all.
Ira Winderman. So the Heat picked up the option for Bam Adebayo. That's a no-brainer, right?
Yeah, but it's interesting because it now puts $5 million on their books for 2020, so it sort of pushes the cap space into what we all...
What happened? Too many Bang Brothers jokes? What happened?
Two,
they,
man.
They take me off the air?
They got
him. Ira got to him. It got to Ira. It's like, that, you know what? I'm going to give Bam out. Ah, screw this. Play Dust in the Wind while we wait for Ira to return. How do you think he feels this segment is going?
I think he's getting tired of us. He's a professional, but
me?
I think both of us, though. Yeah. I think it's just a package deal. But he's such a professional. He trusts deals
he
with it.
Will,
and pushes through.
He will push through, man.
But, yeah, it gets to him.
Is he there, Solana? What's happening? No phone lines?
I don't know. I called him, and it went straight to voicemail. Maybe
right.
His phone died?
But our phones are working. Because Jamie Eisenberg's coming on the next segment, and if we can't take calls for fantasy football, the Jamie Eisenberg segment doesn't work as well. So our phones are working?
Yeah, they are.
All right. In fact, if you want to line up right now for Jamie Eisenberg, who's the fantasy football guru for CBSSports.com, you can line it up right now. I've got to learn our phone number. Hold on. I'll tell you what it is here in a second. 786-360-0790. You could start to line it up if you have a fantasy football question for Jamie Eisenberg, because he's going to come on next. I was just seeing, is that Ira call? Like, it started to ring there. Did you see that? And then it hung up. So I don't know if Ira's coming back or not. He was going to tell us something interesting about Bam Adebayo, and then I was going to let him go. So give him one. I see that he's calling in. I just don't know if we can get him on the air or not. Is he there? He's there? Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
What happened? What happened, Ira?
I'm calling in for fantasy football. I was getting my fantasy football calls lined up, and then you said it was a separate line.
Was that us or you? What happened
there?
Was that us or you?
You know what? I don't know. Lately, the problem is, you know, as we've chronicled here, my great voice over internet phone and rainstorms down here in South Florida, it's like 50-50. It's always been the same thing for me. Do you go with the supposed landline or the two bars on the cell phone? So it's sort of six of one, half dozen of the other.
You're still doing that magic, Jack, huh?
You know what? $5 a year for unlimited calls, including to, you know, all the tech centers in India. How can you go wrong?
I am delighted by that joke.
Yeah, I see.
That I was able to find Magic Jack in the recesses of my brain.
He almost fell out his chair, yeah. Ira. He loved that one.
How do you feel this segment is going, Ira?
You know, except for the singing, I think it's sort of, I think everything has sort of brought it up around that. I mean,
Dust
that's the beauty of this segment.
The wind.
I didn't call for it.
All we are
I'm sorry,
dust
Ira.
In the wind.
All right, quickly, because we got to get to Jamie. What is the situation on Bam Adebayo you were explaining?
So, I mean, it's just a matter of, is he the cornerstone of the future, your guy? You've already traded Hassan Whiteside. Is he your guy going forward? Or are you at a point right now where you're just collecting these assets and saying, you know what? Everything is on hold till 2021. That's going to be our play-in year. Unlike the Dolphins, we'll compete. We'll go for the playoffs. But there's going to be that one big push. That's what I don't know. And I guess the thought being in the interim, you sort of see what you can get out of him. The Heat have invested an awful lot in Bam. They let Hassan go. They got to replace those rebounds. So I think it'll be interesting. He has been given every chance. To me, there are two starters locked into the starting lineup. Jimmy Butler, of course, $140 million contract. Will start Bam Adebayo the way they traded and let go of Hassan Whiteside. He'll start. It's going to be really interesting to see the other three they fill the starting lineup out with. That'll be, I think, one of the big stories in camp when it opens in just over 2 weeks.
Bam Adebayo, ever an all-star, yes or no?
I'm going to say no, because all-stars no longer are position-specific to center. So if it was the previous rules and you had to pick at least two and probably three centers in the East, I would have said absolutely. But now you're going to take all those fours instead, so I'd say much less likely.
These are some of the texts that are coming in. Hands down, that's the best 10 minutes of radio I've ever heard. I'm laughing my ass off. I'm in tears. The Bang Brothers segment with Ira Winderman is comedy gold. I do not like your show, but today is an especially awful example. It is great. and you guys wasted a segment. It's a very conflicting text there from the same person. A lot of people texting in also. It's Cafe Bustelo, not Bustillo.
Okay, you know what? I'm trying. I'm trying to be a man of the people, so I apologize there. But I got to let all your listeners and texters know, you know, you always see these corporate places where they have, like, the dual-screen computer so you can have, like, your finances and other stuff. No matter how many screens I have open when I come on Hockman and Crowder, I never can get to the subject matter of hand. It's always I'm going to tell people how the sauce is made. When I work with Hawk, he'll tell me sometimes when guests are come on, I've given them some questions ahead of time, whether it's the guys making picks. I don't want to catch them completely off guard. There's nothing a guest annoys a guest more than being asked something out of the blue. It's like you going to me, Ira, your 10 favorite Gene Hackman movies, you know, and all of a sudden just scrambling for that. But when I come on with you guys, no matter how much I prepare, and you know when I fill in, I do prepare, and I have this steno pad and everything ready to go, invariably, I am on, literally on hold with you guys, looking up Candace's 10 greatest hits just so I can be ready. Like, things I'm not prepared for, it's just wrong. And now I have a whole weekend of research on the Bang Brothers.
I'm so glad you brought it up. I am begging you. You have Instagram?
I could, but again, I'm limited on my computer screens, but sure, I have Instagram.
Well, I'm begging you, when we're off the air, I'm begging you to look at my Instagram account. It's Radio Mark Hockman. I'm begging anyone listening that has Instagram to look at my Instagram account, Radio Mark Hockman, because you talk about preparing for a show and whatnot. I have a video showing my preparation for today's show, what I did in preparation for today's show, because it's a loaded show, and I did about 3 hours worth of prep today, and I scroll through, you'll see it all, and then you see what my executive producer, Alejandro Solana, handed me as his prep for today's show. It is staggering. I'm telling you, Ira, it is staggering. Look at it on Instagram. It's Radio Mark Hockman. How come he's on hold? What happened to Ira? Are you back there, Ira? I don't know who put you on hold. Somebody put you on hold. So,
at this point, I'm just going to drive in, go to the food court first, and go to the rooftop bar after.
Right,
the way.
Well, check it out. Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. You're going to be delighted. Thank you, Ira.
And I enjoyed the Mike Mayo and Channing picture with you also yesterday. Thanks, guys.
Oh, we had the time of our lives.
It was weird, Ira, but I had a good time.
Time of our lives. All right. Jamie Eisenberg is going to join us in the next segment. Most of the phone line. We have 10 phone lines now at our new facility, so most of them are taken. There's two open lines. So if you have a fantasy football question for Jamie Eisenberg, you could line it up right now, 786-360-0790. 786-360-0790. I want to talk about Canesware here quickly because tomorrow, Hurricanes home game. First one of the season, right? So 4 o'clock, and you probably want to stop at Canesware on your way to the stadium. You got a new coach, new attitude. I've told you, they don't feel like an 0-2 team to me, but if you're like me, you bleed orange and green. Canesware in Davie is the place for you. It is more than just a store. It's an experience. And they've got the largest selection of items from Adidas and other name brands, including all the team sideline apparel and hundreds of different T-shirts, jerseys, polos, hoodies, hats, all sizes, men, women, kids, babies, even pets. Now, they're your tailgating headquarters as well. So if you're going down to Hard Rock tomorrow, you stop at Canesware or stop there tonight. You can get tents, chairs, tables, flags, decals, magnet, license plates, sunglasses, tattoos. They've got everything to get you ready for game days. And by the way, if you're a Dolphins fan, you're going to the game on Sunday, no need to feel left out. They've got a huge selection of Dolphins items for men, women, and kids. So I just made your appointment for you either tonight or tomorrow or even Sunday before the game. You stop at Canesware. They're in Davie on University Drive, 2511 South University Drive, and they're always open at canesware.com. Canesware, the spot where Miami fans shop. All right. Catch our breath, and we'll come back with Jamie Eisenberg, the fantasy football guru from CBS Sports. He's next on Hockman and Crowder. Let's go, Papa! Football Friday. Went long with Ira Winderman in the last segment, but it was understandable. We had a lot to cover.
Oh, yeah. We were swamped.
Had to find out if Magic Jack was still in existence. Jamie Eisenberg is the fantasy football guru for CBS Sports. You can follow him on Twitter at Jamie Eisenberg, and he joins us to answer your fantasy football questions, at least a few of them, and then I usually ask him some silliness as well, and Jamie is there. Hello, Jamie.
I can't imagine what the silliness is going to be today.
Oh, I don't even know anymore. This has been one hell of a show. Am I lying?
No.
We have had a hell of a show. Let me get to the calls real quickly here because it's a full board of calls that have fantasy football questions. And Lucky the Bookie, our friend, is the first caller on the line. Hello, Lucky the Bookie.
Oh, Lucky the Bookie.
I got this guy.
I got a PPR. I need one. Tariq Cohen, Allen Robinson, or Sony Michel. Take the over on the Steelers, Seahawks.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. He gives us picks over on the Steelers and Seahawks.
You put his picks in too?
Hey. You better not be betting with him, Hawk. That's my money.
His name is Lucky.
I don't think he might be lying to us.
I like Allen Robinson the best of that trio. Tariq Cohen makes me a little bit nervous because I think game flow is going to matter for him. And Sony Michel should be great. They're playing the Miami defense because they have no D.
Rashad Jones is out, by the way. And who else? Albert Wilson is out, by the way.
Yeah, it could be a great game for Sony Michel, you know, South Florida kid, but he just doesn't catch the ball very much, so if he doesn't score, he could be a little bit limited.
Hey, do you gamble on games at all, or do you pay attention to the lines? Because the spread is like 19, 19 and a half. Where would you lean on Sunday for Dolphins-Patriots?
I mean, you know, it's one of those things where I think they could, you know, not take their foot off the gas. I was listening to your interview with Ben Volen the other day, and I think he's right. You know, they've had such a house of horrors here in South Florida in terms of the Patriots and Tom Brady and that. You know, he's been, in terms of Bill Belichick, you know, kind of embarrassed a little bit by some of his proteges beating him before. So I could see them just, you know, doing whatever they want to and covering the spread.
Hey, Jamie, is there any Dolphin you would even think about starting or putting on your team right now?
If you play in a punter league, Matt Hack would be great.
A lot of attempts. Carlos in Miami, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg. Carlos?
He's on Ira's phone.
Alex in Hialeah, you're on with Jamie.
Yeah, I need one, guys. James Washington, Miles Sanders, or Deion Lewis. Excuse me.
Deion Sanders. I'll take Deion Sanders.
I'll take Deion Sanders, too. Yeah. I think, you know, of that group, Miles Sanders is probably the one who's going to touch the ball the most. So I would lean that way. I think last week was a little frustrating from the usage standpoint for him because they got down 20-7 at halftime to the Redskins, which was a surprise. They could have the same situation playing in Atlanta, but I think they'll still use Miles Sanders more, so I like him the best.
Alex, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg from CBS Sports.
Yes, hi. Hi, me. Hola, and happy new season. I have two contenders. I need one of the two for Mike Biamonte. Either splash, that's the money shot, or bang, 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 bang.
Which one's better from Mike Biamonte, public address announcer for the Miami Heat?
You got to go bang, 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 right?
Mark in Tamarack, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
I have a flex spot available. I have five people in a spot.
Mark, I hate to break it to you, Mark. We cannot hear a single thing you're saying. Ray in Davie, you're on with Jamie.
I need two PPR running backs, Giovanni Bernard, Devontae Freeman, Philip Lindsay, or Carlos Hyde.
I think Freeman's the one that you can count on the most. The other one is going to depend on, obviously, Joe Mixon, and he returned to practice on Friday. So if Mixon, for whatever reason, that was only a walkthrough, so if he doesn't play, then Giovanni Bernard's the easy answer. If Mixon does play, then just play Philip Lindsay as the second guy.
Josh in Miami, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
Hey, guys, love the show. I got two. Who should I start? Nick Chubb or Eckler? And I got DeSean Jackson or Devontae Adams. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm still going to stick with Adams. I know it's a tough matchup against Minnesota, but it's their first home game for the Packers, and he's the more talented player. So while DeSean was great last week and could be good, I still stick with Adams in that comparison. I think Nick Chubb's going to have a monster game Monday night, especially if C.J. Mosley and Quinnen Williams are out. You'll find that out Saturday. Eckler should be good, but there's so many guys missing for the Chargers right now. Going into Detroit could be a little bit tough against that defensive front.
Scott, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg. Go ahead, Scott.
Jamie, what do you think about Josh Allen, not only for this week, but like going forward based off of the Bills schedule? Do you think he's a viable number one QB?
I'm playing him in about three leagues this week. So, yeah, I do think he's not necessarily at the level of what I would call a number one QB, but a good streaming option. You mentioned the schedule this week against the Giants. They couldn't stop the Cowboys last week. And then this week, next week, he gets the Bengals. So we'll see how the Bengals defense comes out of this game against San Francisco. But, yeah, I think the schedule sets up nicely. They improved the offensive line. They improved the receiving core. I like the fact that he ran the ball 10 times last week. So he's definitely in that conversation to be a useful starting quarterback.
Jamie Eisenberg, fantasy football guru, CBS Sports. You've seen that the Miami Heat are going to play in a newly named arena because the American Airlines name will be taken off it this season?
I've heard.
Okay. Yes. You tell me which one you prefer. You're the decider here. Bang Brothers BBC Center or just the old BB&T Center?
Oh, I mean, Bang Brothers. Come on. Bang you got to have a lot of fun with that. With a player on your team named Bam? Come on. You got to go that way.
These are potential names, potential sponsors for the new Miami Heat Arena or the newly named Miami Heat Arena. Sazon Completa Arena or Pollo Tropical Palace on Biscayne Boulevard?
I think Pollo Tropical Palace would be fun.
All right. Very good. Joe's Stone Crab Stadium or Prime 112 Arena?
Can you do Joe's Stone Crab Stadium with Prime 112 something inside the building?
Can you take Nick Chubb and I'm trying to think of another running back, Philip Lindsay? Yeah, no, you've got to choose one or the other.
Well, that's what DFS is for. You can do whatever you want. But yeah, I can.
La Carreta Center or Versailles Arena?
La Carreta Center.
All right. Funky Buddha Stadium or Robert Is Here Center?
Funky Buddha Stadium.
Robert Is Here is that milkshake place down in Homestead. Everybody lines up at. It's just called Robert Is Here. Have you been there?
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing, right? People line up for hours to get a milkshake. Yeah. Runway 84 Stadium or Dania Hailai Arena?
Dania Hailai Arena.
Yeah, man. I go there every game. Rustic Inn Arena or Maikai Stadium?
Rustic Inn Arena.
All right, now decide. These are actual past stadiums here. You tell me which one was better. Pro Player Stadium or Landshark?
Pro Player.
Joe Robbie Stadium or Dolphin Stadium?
Joe Robbie.
Yeah, Joe Robbie. People still call it Joe Robbie. Yeah. You have that shirt, don't you, that says I still call it Joe Robbie?
Yes, I do.
Sun Life Stadium or Hard Rock Stadium?
Hard Rock Stadium.
Of course. Remember the Sun Life? It was a couple seasons at Sun Life Stadium. Miami Arena or the Hollywood Sportatorium?
The Hollywood Sportatorium.
Marlins,
I saw a wrestling match there one time.
Marlins Park or the Orange Bowl?
The Orange Bowl.
Of course. All right. I gave you an easy one there. Do you have any more time? Do you have a question? There's a whole bunch of callers, but I'm out of time. Do you have any questions, Solan? I know you snuck in your own fantasy question last week.
Yes, I do. I need one, Jamie. PPR, Duke Johnson, or, I don't know, I forgot my team. Never mind.
Hey, man, I'm about to say, don't talk all slow.
I like Duke Johnson's week. I don't know who you're comparing him to, but I mean,
you have a question?
I got a small one, Jamie. Somebody that jumped on the scene, one of these rookies or somebody that came out in week one that you think's a legit player on your team this season.
I mean, the obvious one is T.J. Hockenson. That was just awesome to see the way he beat up that Cardinals defense. And, you know, just the usage was fantastic. And I think it's something that could continue at a weak position. You know, a lot of people looking at these rookie receivers and can they keep it up. Marquise Brown was, you know, the star with, you know, four catches, 147 yards and two touchdowns. I think he's still scoring on the Dolphins. But he's on a team that, you know, has a need. Same thing with Terry McLaurin, you know, the rookie receiver for the Redskins. They have a need. You know, there's just no number one receiver there. So those two rookies in particular can still be very good for their respective receiving corps.
Somebody texts in, it's not guru. You sound like a bleep. I can't say what he wrote. And then I just texted him back, guru. It rhymes with screw you.
You tickle yourself, boy.
It's Football Friday. I mean, it's Football Friday.
You know, you and Pete Briscoe are very similar in that you laugh about the text or the things that you write to other people before you actually say them because you enjoy your humor so much.
I do. I couldn't wait to respond to him. It's not guru. You sound like blah, blah, blah. And I don't know what he's expecting back, if anything, but I guarantee you it's not. Yeah, it is. It's guru. Rhymes with screw you. I know he's not expecting that. Yes, Solana, you've come up with something?
No, I'm sorry. I remember now. Duke Johnson, Chris Thompson, or Alshon Jeffrey. I need one.
I like the setup for Chris Thompson. You know, Darius Geis is out, and I think the Cowboys are going to put up a big number on Washington, and they're chasing points. So I think it's a good setup for Chris Thompson this week.
Jamie Eisenberg, he is a fantasy football guru for CBS Sports. Thanks, Jamie.
Yeah, screw you. See you later.
Well done by him.
That was good.
Summer is winding down. So are the prices at Deal Volvo. They're making room for the incoming 2020 models. You can take advantage and get great deals on all remaining 2019 models. Check out the redesigned 2019 Volvo S60 with its panoramic moonroof and 9-inch Sensus touchscreen. For something roomier, you could check out the XC60 Edmunds Best Family Small Luxury SUV, or the 2019 XC90, the most awarded luxury SUV of the century. Deal's been selling Volvo models for 30 years on Bird Road, just off US 1. They're right near the U. All are ready for immediate delivery and discounted with great leases and low finance rates. They've been serving South Florida for over 30 years. Same owners, same location, same low prices. Great selection and well over 25,000 Volvos sold, and a great service department. Most of all, though, the best prices. I know if you're car shopping this weekend, you want to go to the place with the best prices. That is Deal Volvo. Keep your family safe in a new Deal Volvo with the biggest savings of the year. For the best prices and service, visit Deal Volvo, where it's all about the DEEL. They will take great care of you right there at US 1 and Bird Road, right near the U. Call 305-444-2222 or visit DealVolvoCars.com. It is a fun and festive Football Friday. You got more coming your way next on Hockman and Crowder. Yams Cunningham, ladies and gentlemen, on traffic. God bless him.
God bless him.
God bless him. This is Eddie Money. Eddie Money passed away today, age of 70. Had throat cancer. I saw him live at Meisner Park about 6-8 months ago. Good performer. Great. I mean, just a stable of hits, man. Hey, you got a game tonight, right?
Yeah.
Remember, is it any danger of it getting rained out? Some bad weather out there. Who you guys got?
We're playing. We're playing Western. It's the showdown of Davie, the king of Davie, because U School and Western's in Davie. Western reloaded. You know, we reloaded after last season. So, yes, the showdown of Davie. I believe it's the game of the week. And
oh, really?
Joe Rosen will be
out. Oh,
they
do that whole thing, the Dolphins and stuff.
I think it is the game of the week, I do believe. So, we'll get into it. We're going to do our thing tonight.
Make it happen.
We got a game plan.
Make it happen.
I'll put my sheet together right now.
Today is a Football Friday on the radio station, and it's presented by Yingling. A beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap your inner eagle. Yingling, spread your wings. Hoopsville, Pennsylvania, please drink responsibly. Let's see what we got going on here. Our friend the Beast is going to be out at Arrigo Margate from 5 till 7. So he'll be there in about 15 minutes, 5 till 7. He'll be out there giving out prizes and talking some Canes, if you want to talk Canes with him. So it's the Beast at Arrigo Margate, 2250 North State Road 7 in Margate, 5 till 7 this afternoon, just 15 minutes from now. Should we do the injury update here? Because now it's interesting. The injury update is brought to you by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. I was shocked when we found out, and Adam Beasley is going to join us from the Miami Herald in about 15 minutes, but I was shocked when I saw that Rashad Jones and Albert Wilson are out for Sunday's game against the Patriots. So that's I mean you're talking about a team devoid of talent, and those are two of the most talented guys.
There's only a handful of proven guys that we know can play at this level, and those are two of them. And to see that we needed some more safety help backing up those DBs last week, and Rashad Jones being your best safety now not playing. You said it earlier, I don't know if a safety and a receiver will move the line, but if you're down here and you know this team,
I mean, you're bereft of talent. Yeah. And then listed as questionable for the Dolphins, Charles Harris, Trent Harris, Daniel Kilgore, and Bobby McCain. Speaking of safety, so
this. Did you thought about this? Minka's requested a trade. Tunsil just got traded. Charles Harris is underperforming like crazy. That's the last three first round picks.
I wonder, do people put some of that on Chris Greer?
Yes, they have to.
I mean, you have to, right?
And the story that came out after the Ravens game where I believe Stephen or was it Stephen Ross that wanted Lamar Jackson. And Chris Greer.
Ooh, he must have been hot after that game Sunday. If you're the owner of the team and you wanted Lamar Jackson and you were told no, and then he goes out and does that to you.
Yeah, and Chris Greer, even though we know they're tanking or, you know, whatever you want to call it, he's still getting judged off like Rosen.
Well, and
you brought in Rosen.
And that's
is
fair.
Rosen going to play
be.
Or not?
He should be.
Yeah.
He should be. That's your injury update brought to you by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. I should do also, we didn't do the college football update with when we had Ira Winderman on. I usually do it around that time. College football report brought to you by FIU Panthers football. Panther Pride is here. You got that Panther Pride, Solana?
Paws up always, Papa.
Get your season tickets now at 305 FIU game or visit ticket.fiusports.com. Here's your college football update. These are the top TV shows in 1978. Which is the last time the Miami Hurricanes were 0-2 to start the season. Have you heard of any of these? Laverne and Shirley was the number one show in 1978.
Yes.
Have you seen it?
No.
Never seen an episode.
You've talked about it.
Have you ever seen or heard of Laverne and Shirley?
Heard about it, yes. Never seen it.
Was a spinoff of what show? Do you either of you know?
Alf. Is that a yes or
well,
no?
Well, it came like 25 years after.
Oh, okay.
Like Laverne and Shirley was way before Elf. Do you have any idea? You looking it up, Solana?
No, I didn't know how to spell Laverne.
Is it a little A after the L?
I don't know. Yeah, but the V is little, too.
Oh, it's no big V?
That was a spinoff of Happy Days. You ever see Happy Days?
No.
Rich Cunningham? Who? Potsy? Ralph Mel.
I know the song of Happy Days.
Yeah.
James Ferrier, the old Steeler linebacker. His
number two show
Potsy.
In 1978 was Three's Company. Remember that?
Yes.
You ever see that?
Yeah, that's a banger.
Mork and Mindy and Happy Days were tied as the number three shows in 1978.
I've seen Mork and Mindy because of the
Robin
lore
Williams,
of it.
Yeah.
It wasn't that funny, man. That song was weird and dumb.
It does not hold up. Robin Williams was obviously a great talent, great comedic talent. Mork and Mindy does not hold up. But back then, it was like you didn't see someone act that frenetic. Like it was, I'm guessing you never saw Mork and Mindy, Solana.
No, I've heard of it, but never seen it.
Kind of how Jim Carrey was.
Yeah.
Like acting, overacting.
Yes. Yeah. And that was 1978. Like, you didn't see, like, funny back then was, Dick Cavett, like, or Ed Sullivan. Like, it was just different.
I might make some people upset. The Three Stooges is not funny at all.
Yeah. That's an acquired thing, or like that's a real, like, I'm not a huge Three Stooges fan. I never was like that.
Poke
either,
in the eye and then protect it. Like, that, like, bro, like you laugh,
either,
but like,
either,
grown people laugh.
It either talks to you or it doesn't. People love the Three Stooges or just don't get it. Like, I was never into that. You ever see a Three Stooges episode?
Yeah, I have. What was the action movie that they recently remade? That was a huge comedy hit back in the day. They recently remade it. I think, the guy from The Office was on it as well. I'll look it up, but like I think it falls into the same category where things used to be funny, people thought
it
was hilarious.
No doubt that stuff changes over time, but Three Stooges, like, it, you know, they used sound effect, woo, 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 like it was just funny. It was a different time. It would never work today. Like, Angie was the number five show in 1978. You ever heard of that?
No.
I believe that's Angie Dickinson, right? Let me see here. Angie.
Get Smart is what I was referring
to. Oh, Get Smart. Yeah, that was Steve Carell, I think. He
and
was
The
in
Rock.
That.
Steve Carell and The Rock.
Yeah, like they remade it recently and people just hated it.
Oh, no. Like, Angie was a sitcom.
I like Naked Gun.
Right. That's slapstick comedy.
But in my mind, it's 10 times better than Three Stooges. Grown man in the eye.
I'm,
like, who's going to poke somebody in the eye?
I'm not going to defend Three Stooges because I don't find it that funny, but people that do Like, that's, you know, if I make fun of superhero movies or I don't know, like, that, like there are people that will cape up for Three Stooges. I'll just tell you, it's the funniest thing.
They're probably not funny.
Number
Solana probably should love Three Stooges.
Number seven TV show in 1978 was MASH. Number eight was The Ropers. Remember what The Ropers was? It was a spinoff from Three's Company. It was their landlords. They got their own show.
Well, y'all real big into spinoffs back
then?
Oh,
my God, yeah.
Everything got a spinoff.
But I think nowadays it's even worse, right? Because you do Breaking Bad, and then it becomes Better Call Saul, and, like, everything's got a prequel, a sequel, a spinoff.
I saw Game of Thrones is potentially getting a spinoff show
Sopranos,
as well.
Sopranos, they're going to, like, everything.
With whom?
I don't know. I didn't read it, but I saw the headline.
All in the Family was number nine. Taxi was number 10. So those are your top TV shows from 1978. Last time that the Hurricanes started the season 0-2. That's your college football report brought to you by FIU Panthers football. Panther Pride is here. Get your season tickets now at 305 FIU Game or visit ticket.fiusports.com. I'm grinning because we're going to kick off the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour next, and Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald is going to join us. But then I know Solana is going to play our 5 o'clock song, and I don't know what's going to happen with Adam Beasley while he's sitting there and we're just dancing and yelling for 10 straight minutes. It may not have been the best time to schedule Adam Beasley, but we will forge ahead. You don't want to miss it. That's can't miss radio as far as I'm concerned.
While I'm forging ahead, I want to forge ahead in a Chevrolet. And if I'm getting a Chevrolet, I'm getting it from Lou Backrope Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Y'all gotta go holler at my good friend Eric Nunez. This amazing dealership has an award-winning lineup of cars and trucks. You have seen these Chevrolets out on the road. You love looking at them. If you sit in them, you're gonna love them even more. And Lou Backrope Coconut Creek Chevrolet will save you thousands more than any other dealership in the nation. This is the dealership, guys and gals, that other dealers come to with their family to purchase their personal cars because they can't hook their self up like Eric can hook you up. Trust me, I've sent dozens of people to Eric. I've bought two cars from Eric. He is going to watch out for you. And Lou Backrope Coconut Creek Chevrolet is the Silverado headquarters. Y'all know I'm a pickup truck guy. I'm an outdoorsman. Look at these Silverados. You will fall in love like I have. Find new roads, but don't overpay. Why would you go anyplace else if you're in the market for a new car? Go holler at Eric. He has an award-winning team selling those award-winning cars. They're conveniently located off 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway. Lou Backrope Coconut Creek Chevrolet is the Silverado headquarters. They are online at CoconutCreekChevrolet.com. 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway. Lou Backrope Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Find new roads.
All right, we will talk with Adam Beasley, and we will kick off the 5 o'clock Buddha, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. That's all coming next on Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.